This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. As reactions to Pope Benedict XVI's resignation continue to pour in to Vatican Radio, we hear from the Apostolic Nuncio to Lebanon, who says Pope Benedict remains in the hearts and prayers of Christians in the Middle East as he nears his retirement. Archbishop Gabriele Caccia, who has acted as the Holy See's ambassador to Lebanon since 2009, says he and others in the Middle East want to send the Pope a big, big thanks for all he has done for the Church. He told me the Pope's September 14th through 16th, 2012 visit to Lebanon, the Pontiff's last apostolic journey abroad, was a tremendous success.
The reason of the visit of the Pope was to sign and deliver the apostolic exhortation, which was the result of a long work of the entire church in the Middle East, together with the dicasteries in Rome and the Holy Father himself. The visit was a tremendous success for the participation of the Lebanese, for the participation of all kind of persons, not just Catholic, but I would say all the Christians, not just the Christians, but all the different denominations of the Muslim world, Sunni, Shia, Druze, Alawite. There was a really amazing welcome, and everybody was happy to welcome him as a person speaking from God and having a message of peace. That was the slogan of the visit, I live by peace. And that was very well understood by everyone. It was also an occasion for all the Lebanese to find out again and again that to live together is possible, to live together is beautiful, and to live together is the future of the country and of the region. Of course, now, after the amazing announcement of the renunciation, we look at that visit as the last one of the international trip abroad, and so we treasure his message even more than before. We are very thankful for what he said, what he did, and to have decided to come in spite of all the problems of the region.
You said, in fact, that the slogan of that trip was, I leave my peace. Yet we continue to see the region embroiled in so much violence. What do you think Pope Benedict is really hoping for now as he reaches the end of his term as Pope?
I think that the hope of all the successors of Peter are hope for a world in which everybody could live freely, able to worship God, able to live in solidarity and fraternity. That's for sure the message that Christ left us, but is also the desire of all human beings. And in that way, the Holy Father is also the voice of the human family, who says that we want a different world, a better world, and the Church is trying to keep alive the hope and also to do works of justice, work in favor of those who suffer, those who are in need, to say that it's not just an hope for the intervention of God, but also is a challenge, and it's also a call for us to act according to our faith. This is also the message, beautiful message, for this Lent season. Faith, the year of the faith, goes always together with charity, love in action.
Now, Pope Benedict, as you said, was there in Lebanon to present the bishops of the Middle East with the apostolic exhortation of their synod from 2010. What are your hopes for the implementation of that important church document and for the future of the church in the Middle East?
I would say there are two main subjects. One internal to the church, to the Christian world. It's a subject relating to the relations of different rites in the region, the duty of the patriarchs, bishops, clergy, lay people, the role of education, the role of health care. So there are aspects which regard the inner life of the Christian community. And in that sense, the exhortation put a new dynamism, this body, which is a very alive body, but needs also to find the common directions to go. And the other important aspect of the exhortation is the relation between this Christian community with the broader community, the civil society, humanity, and especially with the relation with the Muslim world. And it's very important to say that the exhortation, as the Holy Father, as his teachers, were very well received. Last week, these days, I was invited by the Makasset, which is an institution, Muslim Sunni institution for young students, to talk about the exhortation. But this is just one of the many meetings, activities, ideas that have started since the arrival of the Holy Father in Lebanon. So I think that he put a new dynamism also in this important relation between the Christian community and the fellow brothers, Muslims, especially in the Middle East.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges facing the region at this time? Of course, we're seeing so much violence. What are the biggest challenges that a future pope will also find himself in front of?
I would say that the Middle East is trying to find its own way for building a better society, which freedom, human dignity, at the core not just of the declarations, but also of the practice, which are witnessing a movement, a cultural movement, a social movement, which started 2 years ago. And the fruit of this movement is not yet clear, but we are confident that in this process some good results will arrive, and also the Christians are called to take part and to give their own witness about the value of human being, about the value of justice, about the value of culture, their patrimony, which help together with the other to build new societies in which religious freedom is a core value for everybody. I would like also to remember that we are in the 17th centenary of the Edict of Milan, of Constantine, which for the first time gave freedom of religions to all the Roman Empire. It's important to find that that's something which was needed at that time, but is still needed today.
You're all the way over there in Lebanon now, and I know that you were close to Pope Benedict. Is there anything that you would like to say to him through Vatican Radio as he prepares to leave?
It happened to me to make a short speech when he was in Lebanon, and I thanked him for his ministry, for his person, for the effort he made in Lebanon. And the program was very heavy, I would say, but he did with a very good spirit and in a way that was very successful. But I also told him that he could go back to Rome with comfort in his heart, because he has seen how much people, Christians, love him, how much is important for everybody to listen to a word which talk for the value who are the deepest every human life. And we also assured him of our continual prayer for him, for his person, and for his ministry. And I think also that was a nice coincidence. The last visit before arriving at the airport was a very short stopover to the Carmelite convent, where the sisters, silence and reclusion, pray always for the Holy Father. and thinking that he will join this community in prayer in the future weeks, gives also kind of a reconfort that really prayer is something which can change the world. And we are united with him, and we count on his prayer for us, for all the church, and for all humanity. We say to him a big, big thank, and we tell him of all our love and assure him of our prayers now and for the weeks and years to come.